Eleanor and the Heartwood Grove. Episode 1. The Move to Grandmother's Cottage. Eleanor Willow sat in the back seat of her mother's car, her forehead pressed against the cool window. The road twisted like a ribbon through the hills, lined with trees that looked like they had secrets. She hadn't said much all morning. Not when they left the city. Not when her mum offered her gum. Not even when her grandmother opened the door and wrapped her in a gentle hug that smelled like mint tea and pine needles. Now she sat on the small bed under the slanted roof of her grandmother's cottage, hugging her knees and staring at the boxes piled near the closet. "This will be good," her mum had said. "A fresh start, some quiet, just for the summer." Eleanor wasn't sure. Everything felt quiet already. Too quiet. Her dad wasn't here. Her room wasn't her room, and outside the window the forest felt big, bigger than any park she'd ever seen. Her grandmother called it Heartwood Grove. "It's ancient," she had said. "The trees here carry stories. You just have to listen." Eleanor wasn't sure she believed that. Trees didn't talk. And even if they did, she wasn't in the mood to hear anything. She lay back on the bed, her fingers curling around the silver pendant she wore around her neck. A small leaf shape, smooth and worn. It had been a gift from her dad. Before. A breeze slipped through the open window, carrying the smell of damp moss and wildflowers. It tickled her cheek like a whisper. And then, a sound. Not the creak of the house, not her mom in the kitchen. It was soft and far away. Like humming? No, more like a tune made of wind. Eleanor sat up slowly. The breeze brushed her cheek again. This time she thought she heard it. "Come." She shook her head. "Don't be silly," she whispered to herself. "It's just the wind." But the pull was there now, not loud, not pushy, just inviting. She slid her feet into her boots, grabbed her satchel, and tiptoed down the stairs. "I'm going outside," she called softly. Her mom looked up from the sink, surprised. "Stay close, sweetheart." Eleanor nodded, stepping out onto the back porch. The cottage backed onto the edge of the forest. The trees stood tall and watchful, leaves shimmering like coins in the sunlight. She paused. Then she heard it again, this time clearer. "Come and see." Eleanor took one step forward, then another. The trees opened just enough for her to slip between them. And as she walked beneath the green canopy, the wind circled around her like a ribbon. The deeper she went, the lighter she felt. As if something in the woods had been waiting for her.